What kinds of fruit and fruit trees are grown around here, you have around here?
Well, they have peach trees and plum trees. That's most of all. Some folks have grape vines, you know, but not too much.
You mentioned peach. What do you call the inside of a peach?
The core. The seed.
And do you know about the two different kinds of peaches? There's one kind where the flesh is. We had to cut the seed out, and the other kind you can just break open and take the seed out.
No, I never ever heard. All I knew is just get your knife. I used to take a bite and eat it till I get to the seed.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Do you have a? Let's see. You have the kind of fruit around here that, you know, George Washington is famous for cutting down. What kind of?
Oh, them apple trees. We don't have no apple around here, neighborhood.
What about little bitty red things? You might put in drinks sometimes.
Cherries? I don't think they can grow cherries around here.
And what you mentioned apples, what do you call them? The part of the apple that you can't eat, you throw away.
The core.
And listen, around here, do you have any name for pieces of dried apples? Is there any name around here for that?
Not that I know, they have dried apples.
What kind of nuts do people have around here?
Pecans and peanuts, walnuts.
What about the kind of nuts that Jimmy Carter grows?
They're just peanuts. Yeah, regular old peanuts.
Ever heard anybody call those anything besides peanuts?
Goobers.
Goobers? Mean about the same thing?
Yeah, same word.
Let's see. Now, you mentioned walnuts. What do you call them? You have a special name for the hard covering of the walnuts?
Just a hull.
And what about when it falls off the tree, it has a soft covering around that. What do you call that?
The shell? No, let's see. Well, pecan, you call them shells, but when you take you shell them, but I don't know what that thing is around a pecan, you know, rather than the...
Now, there's another kind of nut that's sometimes grown down south. It's long and flat shaped, has a thin kind of porous shell, and a perforated shell. You might buy them at Christmas time or put them in presents.
You know about nigger toes?
Yeah, that's one kind. There's another kind too. This similar.
Well, that's real hard.
It's similar. It's kind of white. It's this shape, an oval shape like that. You might, if you get
almonds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, almond joys are my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
And another kind, the kind of fruit that Florida's famous for. So what there?
Florida got them oranges.
Yeah. And
they got pomegranates. They grow pomegranates around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. My daddy has a pomegranate tree. Nothing prettier in the fall.
Than
those pomegranates. Say a bowl on the table, and I might ask you for some oranges. You might say, "Well, I'll give you an apple, but the oranges are
all too green."
Yeah, I'd say they're not any there. You'd say they're all
gone.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So if a man has a sore throat and it's all swollen up, you might say, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he just couldn't.
He couldn't swallow it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If somebody asks you about doing a certain job, you might say, can you do this tomorrow? You might say, yeah.
I believe I got time for it.
And let's see. Somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, no. So, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated.
And again, if somebody asks you, could you do something and you weren't able to, you might say, no, I
don't believe I can do it.
Okay. And somebody asks you about sundown, maybe to do some work, you might say, no, I got up to work before sun up, and all day.
I worked all day.
Mm-hmm. And